Hello and welcome to this video tutorial. Let's take a look at using the FlashF animation component to create a navigation bar that can link to both internal areas of your Flash movie and external websites, websites that are out there live on the web. You can see here I just have this one set up to go to different pages that I would have here in this Flash website. But we will also cover how to go to sites like flashf.com or any site for that matter that is out there on the web. So here we are. I have this file, and basically all this is the artwork. I've done nothing else but set up the artwork. You can see I haven't even converted it to symbols yet. So we're going to go over everything. As always, the first thing you want to do is up your frame rate from 12 frames per second, which is the default, to 30. Also, make sure that you're using ActionScript 3.0. If you're not using ActionScript 3.0, you can't use the FlashF component. So let's start here with the home button. Now all these buttons and each of these pages, which the home page, portfolio page, and contact page, which all look virtually identical except for the name tag, are all on their own layers. So I'm going to grab, well, make sure your background layer is locked up so you don't accidentally click that when you go to select these buttons. I'm going to select the first button, hit F8 to convert that to a symbol, and we're going to name it home underscore MC. Do the same thing with portfolio. Port underscore MC, and the same thing with contact. Contact underscore MC. Now, for these pages, I'm just going to select the keyframe that contains that page just so I accidentally don't select anything else. So I'm sure that I'm only selecting the contact page. Hit F8. Contact PG underscore MC, and I'm going to hit the eyeball to shut that off. Select the portfolio layer. F8. Portfolio PG underscore MC, select that eyeball to shut that off, and last but not least, the home page, home PG underscore MC, hit OK. Now, we can actually shut all of them off. We're going to quickly create the animation for our buttons, and we can go about that by selecting the home button first, and going Window Components to open the component panel. Drag out the main FlashF component, that's the one with the red icon next to it, and drop it right onto that button. Now, we converted these to movie clip symbols, not buttons. I'm calling them buttons, but they're really movie clip symbols. We're going to convert them to act like buttons using FlashF. So we go Window, Other Panels, FlashF Panel. Now, the FlashF Panel is different than the Components Panel. FlashF Panel is the editing panel for these components. So you're going to have to log in first. I've already logged in. And it's going to tell you to choose a FlashF component. Choose that one on that button. And we're going to say Show, or excuse me, we're going to say Button. And we're going to choose the FEB rotate scale pattern. Now, this rotate scale pattern, we are going to just leave as default. We're also going to go to the command section, and I'm going to add a command. Now, this is just thinking ahead down the road. And I'm going to say FEC go to frame. And the event type is going to be press. I want it to go to a certain frame, which really doesn't exist at this point, when the user presses the mouse. And the frame I want it to go to, we're going to create a frame label later called home. That's going to be the home button. And when it gets to that frame, we just want it to stop. Minimize that. And let's try testing this movie. And you can see when I roll over home, it rotates and glows like that. I'm going to select that FlashF component, copy it, and then I'm going to come to my portfolio layer, and I'm going to paste that FlashF component and drop it onto my portfolio buttons. Now my portfolio button is going to do the same exact thing. So check that out. Now the only thing I want to happen different with my portfolio button is I want it to rotate it the other way, but I'll take care of that in a second. I'm going to copy this again, select my contact button, and paste it into that layer, drag it up and drop it on the contact button. Control-Enter, that would be Command Return on the Mac to test the movie, and all three of the buttons now animate. Perfect. I'm going to select the one in the center here, double-click on the FlashF panel tab, go back to the Pattern sub-tab under the button tab, and we're going to change the rollover rotate to negative 12 and the press rotate to negative 10. Control-Enter, Command-Return on the Mac, and there we go. Opposites. Perfect. Now all I need to do is drag out some frames here. So I'm going to select around 60 frames. This is completely, you know, whatever you want to do here. You can add as many frames or add as few frames as you want. I'm just doing this to make it easy for you to see. I'm going to right-click and hit Insert Frame. And I'm going to drag, well, I'm going to turn all of these layers back on, the home, portfolio, and back and contact pages, excuse me. I'm going to choose the home page keyframe. I'm just going to drag it out to around frame 25. Really doesn't matter what frame. Portfolio page, I'm going to drag it out a little beyond that. And contact page, I'm going to drag it out, whoops, a little beyond that, just so we can see them nice and spaced out. Next, up on the frame labels layer that I've created, I'm going to select directly above the homepage keyframe, just like that. And I'm going to hit F6. That places a keyframe. On a keyframe, we can place a frame label. Now remember, we had this going to the keyframe home. Now, the only problem is we didn't change that frame label for either of the other two buttons, but we can go in and do that. That's no problem. Let's just set up the keyframes real quick for the portfolio page. Hit F6 directly above the portfolio page, and we're going to name this portfolio, and F6 directly above the contact page as well, and frame label contact. So let's come into the portfolio Flash F component, and under command, we're going to change this to portfolio, and the same thing for the contact Flash F component. Apparently I didn't select there. Command, and here, contact. So there we go. We've set up the buttons to navigate to these specific pages. Let's just test the movie real quick. Portfolio, nice. Contact, nice. Home, nice. We're going to create a couple quick transitions here. So we can go to home page and drag a Flash F component, drop it on that. I'm going to select that Flash F component, and I'm just going to give it a quick show transition. FES slide. I'm just going to slide it from left to right, leaving it at default. And I'm going to throw a filter underneath it, hit the plus button. I'm going to go all the way to the bottom, FEF water reflection. Very simple. I'm just going to copy this, Command and Control C. I'm going to come over to the portfolio. I'm going to paste it there. I'm just going to drag and drop it into the portfolio, which essentially is just dragging it and moving it, and it snaps in there. And the same thing for contact. I'm going to paste it in and just drag it and move it. Okay, very nice. Now, all we have to do is, well, test it. There we go. I'm going to select home. Nice. Home comes in. Portfolio. Portfolio comes in. And now I can sense my CPU really getting bogged down and becoming sluggish because we have three water reflections going on at once. But not only that, let's come back to portfolio. You see, portfolio comes back to the top, but it doesn't retransition in. So we really want to fix that. It's very simple to fix, and it also fixed our little CPU issue. Right after the keyframe, we have to clear all these other keyframes so only one page is on the stage and visible at one time. So right-click and just insert a blank keyframe right after each of these keyframes. To insert a blank keyframe, the hotkey is actually F7. So you just hit F7. And now, Control-Enter, Command-Return. Let's check it out. Portfolio. Okay, I can already even feel the CPU is feeling much better underneath the load of only one of these. And our transition is playing every time. So that is how you create a simple navigation bar. Let's just quickly run over how we can link this to a website that's already out there, or maybe a page that you plan to create but you just haven't quite finished yet. So I'm going to remove the command FEC go to frame and replace it with FEC navigate to URL. Here again, the event type, as soon as the user presses the button, we want it to go. We're going to leave the browser target as blank. That will open this link in a new tab or a new window. And then we're just going to place everything here on the end of the URL to readflashf.com. So we got http www.flashf.com. Let's test it out. Okay, there we go. So, very cool. We can still use the portfolio and contact buttons. They're fine. Home button gets you to a different website. So that is it. That is how you create a simple navigation bar using both links that are right there within your Flash movie or your Flash site, and also link to websites that are out there live on the web. I hope you enjoyed this tutorial. I hope you learned something. Thank you very much for watching.